plenty. Sure, Revelation is a creepy, confusing, coded book, but its intention is not to instill fear into people. That's what those awful fictional books and movies try to do. Revelation is ultimately about hope and restoration. Today's reading shows it. New heaven and new earth. No scary sea. God with us. Tears wiped away. No more death, mourning, crying, or pain. All things new. Trustworthy and true words. God was and is and will be the beginning and the end. Refreshing, free, life-giving water. And there's plenty for everyone. Earth as it was intended. Earth without the things we've added. What have we added? War, poverty, inequality, territorialism, greed, racism, hate, destruction, trauma. And all of it, usually in the name of progress or something like it. Making something greater. In only 7 generations, humans have burned out about half of all known carbon reserves that nature created over 150 million years. In burning all that fuel from the ground, we've melted 40% of the summer sea ice in the Arctic. We've made the oceans 30% more acidic. We've contributed to record-setting precipitation and record-setting drought all over the globe. We've set the stage for most of Miami and much of Boston to be underwater before our grandchildren die. We've made the last several years the warmest years on record. We've assured that the pace of global warming is 10 times faster than at any time over the last 65 million years. The pollution makes people sick. Climate change adversely affects those who are poor in a much larger way. Drought and an environmental degradation make it more and more difficult to grow food enough to live on. That's a lot of destruction. Humans cannot survive on this planet long term with that kind of destruction. We've been busy not only causing great harm to the environment, we've ignored childhood trauma and adult trauma as it relates to mental health and overall health for far too long. But we can do better. Let me give you some do's and don'ts in that regard from the UCC Mental Health Network. It's from the resource Radical Belonging. Do, be careful to respect your congregants' confidentiality. Many people with mental illnesses have endured stigma for many years. They may not want others to know that they have mental health challenges, substance abuse disorders, neurodevelopmental differences, or other brain disorders. So always check with the person before talking about their condition publicly. Do watch your language. Avoid stigmatizing words like crazy, nuts, psycho. Do listen without being judgmental or offering advice. Do talk to others of God's unconditional love and your care and concern for them. Do treat persons affected by mental health challenges and their families with compassion, not condescension. Most don't want pity, just understanding and the ability to bring their whole selves and their stories to the congregation. Don't tell a person with a mental health challenge or substance abuse disorder just to pray harder. Don't use shame or guilt as a motivator. Don't look down on persons with mental illness or substance abuse disorders for using medications to control their symptoms. Don't forget to find simple ways to support family members and friends of people living with a mental illness. A card, a meal, and your supportive listening can be healing. Don't shy away from talking with a person who has let it be known that they are living with mental health challenges, substance abuse disorders, or brain difference. God indwells those who live with mental health problems. So let us, as a caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace, live out that indwelling. So when all we can see is a world that is out to get us, or we get stuck believing that some grand conspiracy is designed to hurt us or ruin us or kill us, and we believe that only our constant vigilance can save us, may the church represent safety and love and hope. And when we just don't know how out of touch other people think our thoughts are, may the church represent safety and love and hope. And when we feel completely isolated and alone, longing for social connections we can't make, may the church represent safety and love and hope. Feeling burnt out? In utter despair? Seeing more reasons to end our lives than to keep living? May the church represent safety and love and hope. Or we try so hard to stop addictions that are ruining our lives. And we try again and again, but we can't resist, and we end up over and over again in the same helpless place that we would give anything to avoid. May the church represent safety and love and a hope. And when our thoughts jumble, the things we thought we knew slip away, and we feel helpless, powerless, and scared for the moment and for the future, may the church represent safety, love, and hope. Revelation, filled with hope, new heaven, new earth, no scary sea, God with us, tears wiped away, no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, all things new, trustworthy and true words. God was and is and will be the beginning and the end, refreshing, free, life-giving water. And we get to share the hope and restoration with everyone. No more destruction, separation, loneliness, and exile. It's possible. Together we can make it happen. Just imagine. Amen.